they were all contributors here. They all had something to say about what happened here.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your life with your family when you were growing up? You mentioned your house. What was your house like?
Well, we had a... It was made out of wood. There was no masonry to it. And it had about, let's see, 1, 2, 3. It had 7 rooms in it. But that was before plumbing. That was before running water. Now, we had running water. I had to run the spring and get it. It was about 100 yards away from the house. And, of course, you know, you walk the length of a football field twice, and do that 3 or 4 times a day, you walk a mile a day. And we conserve water. I mean, we didn't just use it indiscriminately because, you know, somebody had to go back and get some more. But that was the way people lived all over this area. It was about the mid-30s when we got a water system here in town. I don't know exactly when it was, but it was sometime in about the middle-30s, or maybe the early to mid-30s, 1930s, before they ever had running water here. Now, without plumbing, without running water, you know, that puts a crimp on the lifestyle, makes a change in it. And so, you know, when you had to wash clothes, you didn't change a pair of pants or overalls, which is mostly our uniform in those days, because you got a little smudge on them. I mean, you wore the things till they would stand up by themselves just about it, because somebody had to get out there with a wash pot, boil those things, and take them out and lay them on a board and hit them with a big old, what they call a battling stick. It was a flat thing, looked like a boat paddle. Beat it till it loosened up the dirt, and boil it a little bit more and rinse it, and you know, it got clean. But it was really a hard job to wash clothes. So people were not, they didn't, just because they didn't like the way it looked today, or maybe smelled a little off, you still wore it. it was protect mama more than anything else. And it was a wash day once a week. And everybody's clothes got washed in. But anyway, that was the norm around here. We had a fireplace that it heated one room. You shut the doors all around, and you heated one room. And at night, when you went home, everybody got in that one room, and you just make a circle of chairs around the fireplace, and you'd sit there and read or do whatever. Now, we had electric lights in our house, which was not common in the whole area. most people around us didn't have. And it was along in the 30s, in the beginning of the Roosevelt administration, whenever we had REA, Rural Electrification Administration, and country people could begin to get lights and begin to get electricity. So if we had electricity, we had one light hanging down out of the ceiling on a long cord, on a long wire, and had a pull chain. Each room had one of those in it. And that was our, so we had enough light to see how to read.